Kingy Smiler chairs the Wairarapa Moana Incorporation. At the end of last month, the Crown and Te Kahungunu ki Wairarapa Tamaki Nui Arua Settlement Trust signed a deed of settlement. The settlement also included the Ngaumu Crown Forest lands over which Ngai Tumapuhia Arangi claim mana whenua status. It's subject to an application for resumption later under the Treaty of Waitangi Act. But the deed of settlement between the Crown and Ngāti Kahungunu ki Wairarapa has signed, but now the Waitangi Tribunal says it shouldn't proceed. Thanks for joining us today, Kingi. Tēnā koe.
Tēnā koe, tā.
So it shouldn't proceed, says the Tribunal. What's your reaction?
Well, we were very pleased with the Waitangi Tribunal report, which was highly critical of the Crown's conduct and how they conducted the process for mandate. Didn't follow their own policies that they put in their red book, decided to override those, and in fact accepted a mandate which the tribunal has said that clearly they don't hold the mandate for Y85, which is our claim, and therefore is unenforceable.
It's another example of, I guess, conflicting interests, conflicting perspectives. The tribunal says it included the Y429 claim of Ngai Tumapuhia Arangi Hapu without support or consent. Could you explain that for us?
Yes, well, they had a their hapu karanga vote. When they held that vote, clearly voted against the settlement of that claim within their voting rights, but they allowed the overall vote, which is probably the lowest in history of any settlement claim in any event on an overall basis, and decided to use that approach for reason for rejecting it.
The kaupapa has been going on for years, hasn't it, Kingi? What's the iwi going to do now?
Well, we'd like them to reconsider. I mean, the Wairarapa Moana Incorporation's process has been clear. We're very happy that the rest of the tribes should settle their claims, and we've never had an issue for that. And we have asked them and the Crown just to withdraw our claim, Y85, which is for the land at Lake Maraetai under the Maraetai Dam. And so we've said they should go ahead and settle, the Crown should settle with them, leave ours out and allow us our day in court. So for us, this is more, again, like the foreshore and seabed case where the Crown are taking actions that will preclude us from completing our court proceedings over our resumption claim for the land under the Lake Maraetai Dam.
Yeah, and of course, there's a vexed issue there too, isn't it? Where no one owns the water, but it's used to generate power. We've got other arguments that surely need to be clarified at some stage. Where do you harbour some hope that that will be forthcoming in the near future, or is that a long-term kaupapa that needs resolution?
Well, certainly the Poakani Claims Trust is claiming ownership to that water, and we are supportive as one of the ahikā groups on the river, this is Wairarapa, for their particular claim, and we're supportive of that. And they are also supportive of our claim for the dam that they built on our land.
Kia ora. The process, though, Kingi, I guess you'd agree with the Crown, is it's often seen our iwi and hapu set against each other. Can you sense that there might be a better way?
Well, what we're looking for is justice and fairness. And in our view, the Crown has been very unfair in their approach. And that's what the Waitangi Tribunal have said. That they haven't followed, they've said the process was flawed, was not fair, and did not comply with the principles of the treaty. So it doesn't get any clearer than that, Dale, and that's very unfortunate. We're certainly very keen to sit down with both the Crown and the Settlement Trust to resolve these issues. We allow them a pathway, and in the past, the Crown have allowed separate settlements of particular claims. And that's what we've reasonably requested in our case for that to occur. And to us, that's the simplest way of resolving this. However, the Crown don't want to do that because they're concerned about the resumption claim of Y85, and they're not prepared to entertain that, basically. And so they're also coercing, in our view, enforcing the trust to include our claim along with all the other claims because it suits their own purposes.
Thanks very much, Kingy. Can we step aside from that kaupapa, because I know you've got a lot of different administrative hats that you wear. You're still involved with Miraka, Kingy?
Yes, I'm still the chair of Miraka, correct.
How's it been going? Because we haven't had an update from Miraka for some time, and of course the whole economic world's been rocked by the COVID situation. How has that organisation fared, and what could you tell us about how you're tracking?
Yeah, so overall things are tracking well, despite all the COVID challenges that are there, and that the food industry generally is at least in a position where there's, you know, the prices now for our products at the moment, right across the primary and agribusiness sector, are all at some of the highest that they've been now for many, many years. And so that's a really strong point for us. And while we still have, you know, big supply chain issues about getting it into the markets, the country as a whole is actually successfully meeting those challenges and the higher freight costs, etc., and still managing to get our product into the market. And so for certainly Miraka and for our agribusiness sector at least, that it's... it's going to be, you know, a very good season this year as it was last year. So in the short term from this COVID disruption, we're just blessed to be in an industry where our products are needed and we're still managing to get them to the market.
Thanks, Kingy. And also there was a goal to see more Māori involved in the dairy sector and to utilise their products and produce more efficiently. That was one of the goals of Miraka in its infancy. Has that panned out in the way you would have hoped?
Well, certainly we've made good progress. Certainly there's been great opportunities for our people, both in within Miraka and within our farming systems. And so that's been strong. And, you know, they're now stepping up to take stronger leadership positions as well. So in terms of the opportunity, it's certainly given us a lot of opportunity in that regard.
It's always neat catching up with you, Kingy. Thanks very much for sharing some kōrero about the iwi and tribunal issues, but also about Miraka. Wish you well until next time. It's always a pleasure. Thanks so much.
Kia ora, Dale.
Kia ora. Kingy Smiler with us today, the chair of Wairarapa Moana Incorporation.